You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney's fashionable Oxford Street is Calypso Finbar's runway, and anyone and everyone is her audience. Tall and slender, she's everything fashion houses have chased for decades, but the trans woman never gets work.
I already anticipated that it was not going to be an easy industry to break into, but there's still a few barriers. You know, there's a gender barrier that still exists. There's also a bit of a racial barrier as well. So when you have someone who's black and who's trans, it's like, okay, that's a whole lot of barriers, honey.
But Miss Finbar and her friends are fighting back, determined to prove wrong comments made by a senior manager from fashion powerhouse Victoria's Secret. Chief Marketing Officer at the lingerie retailer, Ed Razick, bluntly refused to cast transgender models, explaining they didn't fit into the brand's fantasy. He's since apologised, but the comments have already created a backlash around the world. Trans Pride Australia's Peter Friend says offhand comments like his could have a damaging effect on trans communities.
Well, they can be very harmful because that sort of negativity can really filter down to the more vulnerable. There's a lot of people that really want to step into the light. They want to be fashion models. They want to work in the industry. They need to know that they're included. They need to know that they're valued and that they can have a future in that industry.
I think the gold would really bring out your eyes.
Makeup artist Skye Payers has been in the Australian fashion industry for more than a decade. She has worked with a number of luxury brands, but the trans woman says the industry rarely reflects the diversity it often promotes.
We're like behind the scenes, so that's a different thing, you know, altogether. Just to say the same as like gay guys have always been in the industry doesn't mean that they were showing them. It makes us more visible and it includes us in the beauty standards.
Victoria Anthony wants to open an agency dedicated to representing transgender talent. It would be a first in Australia.
I would look at it more so as something to help the community because we need to be recognised more. And I think that it would give people hope to chase their dreams. I feel like it's the right time.
A few Australian trans women have found success in the modelling industry, but it's mostly been overseas. Wentworth star Danielle Alexis wanted to model as soon as she transitioned at 19, but she says she has only gained work since moving into acting.
I got into modelling at a young age, just after I transitioned, and I remember thinking, this is all I want to do. And unfortunately, it wasn't great timing. My transition at first was really hard, which was typical. I definitely wouldn't say it's easy to get modelling or acting work at all. I do think that for me, the acting industries have been a little bit easier in Australia and a little bit more giving. It's just once again, Australia is a little bit more of a smaller community, so there's less work, and that's definitely something that we need to change.
Modelling agency Bella Management made waves in the industry representing curvy models. Founder Chelsea Bonner says it's now making a name for its racially and gender diverse models.
Advice for any trans man or woman or anybody that identifies as any gender is to find like-minded people, find your tribe, find agents that and managers who will support and protect you, and make sure you're heard as a human being and not just an object.
For many trans men and women, the chance to model isn't about the flashing cameras and beautiful clothes. Calypso wants to become the role model she never had growing up.
There's so much negativity that comes towards, you know, for girls like me, there's a lot of negativity that comes. And after a while, you start to believe it. And then when you try to overcome all that negativity, it's kind of disheartening when you face the reality of it. For me, being able to follow my dreams and eventually get there, it would be like a big old middle finger to everybody who said I couldn't.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.